An official with BP last week said the national economy and low energy prices in the continental U.S. are lowering the chances for the Denali gas pipeline project his company and ConocoPhillips have announced. The Denali plan is in competition with TransCanada's project that is in partnership with the state. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports that TransCanada says it is still very confident of its project.
In a presentation to the Alaska Support Industry Alliance last week, the president of BP's gas marketing division, Brian Frank, said the national economic conditions have had a major downward effect on their customers, and that's cut demand and prices. He also referred to increased imports of liquefied natural gas, new shale gas discoveries within the lower 48, and increased use of renewable energy and other factors pulling the project away from the top priority it was a year ago. At the same meeting, Houston-based economist Ed Kelly predicted that the Alaska project would at the least be taken off the urgent list for the developing companies. However, TransCanada, working under the aegis of Alaska's gas line license, says they're not bothered by the short-term detractions. Tony Palmer, president of the Alaska project, says they're looking at the conditions that will prevail when the line is finished. He says his company is keeping its focus on the cost of elements of the project and keeping it on schedule.
Of course, natural gas prices are important. Competitors for the marketplace are important. But we don't control those things, and you must take a long view. This project is to be in service just over 9 years from now, and then to be in service for 25 to 50 years beyond that. That's what's important. Day-to-day swings in the natural gas prices are not going to affect this project.
Palmer was at the Capitol to present an update to House and Senate committees. Representatives of the BP ConocoPhillips project were not present due to airline flight conditions. Although he did not say the Denali pipeline is at risk of losing corporate support, BP's Frank told the Industry Alliance over the weekend that the national economy also is having negative effects on the cost of construction of the project, estimated last summer at $26 billion. More recently, at more than $30 billion. Palmer says TransCanada is taking a much longer view of those estimates.
Cost of materials have risen, certainly from 2004 through 2008. Oil and gas project inflation was higher than was for consumer price index. This year, they're starting to come down. We'll be doing a new cost estimate over the course of the next 12 months, and we'll see what our overall look is at that time. So a year from now, we'll have a new outlook as to price, and hopefully costs will continue to fall.
Palmer told the committee that the current tolls for users of the TransCanada project have not changed from the $2.76 estimate they made last year. And the company's goal is to keep those tolls at less than $3 per million cubic feet, which would still prove profitable for gas suppliers, even at the current low market prices. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.